This recording, St. Kitts History 1, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Karma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, me growing up in Sandy Point when I was a youth, well, it was a nice area. The ghetto peoples, them as me, friends them around. We used to always go to school at first. When we come from school, I had my little homework to do, like sweep up the yard, wash dishes, which in me and my sister really had like an exchange. This week is my's to wash the dishes, and next week is her time. And this week, the other week, will be like sweep the yard and, you know, different things. So what I used to do is when I finish school, I come home, do what I have to do, and then I go on running up and down with my friends. Sometime when you see sugar crop on, we used to go get one another and just go together and just go look cane, peel cane. If mango in, we go look mango. Any food that ripe, we always go and we go and look for them. Come back even to sell mangoes. That's what we used to do just to make a little dollar. Selling mangoes, you know. Mansi Port, we go look Mansi Port, grapefruit. Sometimes we go dig yam. And you have time when now the sugar crop now, they will take out now a two field in the area in Sandy Point. And the elder people then will have like a 2 rows a piece. So we also like go with the grandparent, help them weed up, help them mole up. And when time come to reap, and so we just go and reap with them. But we used to do the little thing like, you know, go behind the back and pull a little 1-2 peanuts. And eat, you know, like how monkey does, you know, those kind of things we used to do. Which, you know, is something wrong, but in them times, we like, too young, we like, we didn't looking at it as something wrong. But we just do it as a fun. But as we grow up, we find ourselves doing something wrong, like thieving. We call it thieving in them time now. When we grow up and we see what we used to do towards the elder people and planting the peanuts, and we go behind the back and go and reap, you know. And you have another thing we used to do, like, you know, like the pigeon peas them. We used to go and go feel them, pick a lot and eat up the people and peas, you know. So when time for them to reap, they got less to reap, you know. Yeah, so it's a whole heap of things we used to do. When engine run, we go and hop engine, which, you know, was dangerous, you know. Sometimes some of we fall off the engine. You have one or two person that lose their life, lose a leg, you know, because they fall off the engine. And the engine just crush them, you know. Those are things we used to do. Go in the sea water, go down the bay, you know, go down the bay like a weekend time. We go down there, go fishing, roast breadfruit. We roast the breadfruit and we get the breadfruit. We lift it up in the hand and chew it up in the ear, chew it up in the ear, chew it up in the ear until we reach in the sea water. And we chew it in the sea water and we chew it in the sea water. We lift it up. It's just like, it's a salting. We're just seasoning it, you know. We're seasoning it when it drop in the water because we have it sliced up, eh? So when you just bun now, we try it in there, we bring it back out now, and we just bust it in pieces, and we all just eat. Have a nice time. Yeah, time that we just get some foul foot, we get some foul foot, and we go down there, and we cook it up with rice, and we eat it. But all now, I ain't doing that. I don't want those kind of things no more, you know. So, all about young days, you know. Since I was 15 years I was. I stopped eating those kind of things up till now. I ain't eat those things. Well, I wouldn't call fish meat, but some people will say it's that. But I let go fish for 7 years and I go back to fish because different protein, same way still. And we look into it now about life. It's a natural thing still. But they say fish having blood, but the blood in the fish is in the center of it. It's not through the flesh like how we will be in the chicken or the meat. So I see it as a blessed food because we use salt and the sea water is salt. And in order for you to get blessing, it's the same salt water, the sea water. So the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof. So I still can't put the sea water behind. Certain food in the sea water, I wouldn't eat. You know? Certain fishes in there I wouldn't eat, you know, because of how they live in there. Just like things on earth is what on the land. And the sea. What on the land and the sea? In the sea. So certain food, I don't eat. You know?
You were saying about engine. You mean the train engine?
Yes. engine.
The sugar train?
Yes, that's what happened now. We also have tractors too. The tractors take the cane out of the field with the iron man going to load it up, and then the tractor going to carry it by the crane. The crane going to lift it up with a chain because they put a chain underneath, and then the cane go on it, and then they grab it up, wrap, put it in the engine cart, and then pull back out the chain, go back in the tractor, and then now when the chain, the engine now leave from there now with the cane, it goes straight to the factory. And there is where they dismantle it, take it out, remove the chash, mash it up, you know, grind it, and different things come out of the cane. You got jawa, you got the sugar, you got molasses, you got all kind of different things they have come out of the same cane. Yes, the engine is like, it used to be a transportation for us. Like, we're leaving from Sandy Point and we want to go Old Road Virtuals, half a tree. We catch one and we go. And when we reach to where we reach now, we just jump off.
On the train?
On the cart of okay. The engine, because the engine pull the carts. You have sometimes the carts have another 30 odd carts of cane. So we wait until it pass and we run behind and catch it, jump on it. Until we reach where we're going and we jump off. When you come back again, we happy come back down. Because you come back down, when you come back west, you're going to come back empty. And when you're going east, you come full, which is carrying up the load of the cane. So all that we used to do. Well, that was like maybe I was six, seven. I was a young boy. Disgusting. I was a disgusting boy. That's what make I man how I be now. Because I knows a lot more. Yeah, you used to just hop the engine, and engine never used to run left me. That's why I come a donkey. I used to run long race, you know. I'm a long distance runner. All them things there just chaining, you know. The one we used to have now is like a cart surrounded with some railing come up, you know. So the cane can't jump out until they end up having to put a little sifter wire like, now the bigger sifter wire like. So when the harvester them cut it now, they can't slide through. So they used to end up do that because people used to cut the canes them and the long one them they could have hole in. But then they end up now bar it out with a kind of siftering vibe, you know. Instead, the box wires, but a little bigger than the sifter wire. So it hindered it from japping out and they were going, you know. Some we still used to jump out because when they pile up too high because they didn't have the wire go straight up. So when they pull it up too high, over it, they will jump off. Yeah. It used to be fun, man. No lie, I miss it. Those times, those days used to be fun days, but still dangerous. I was one of the one used to skip behind the cart, go between the cart and run between and go so crap like, you know, hold on. He's a man, so much are we going to catch the engine. So why used to do the technique I used to do upon them? Step to the side and just jump on the chain. Yeah, I used to do that. Yeah, I used to good at that. You see now, what happened now, when I jump, I got to make sure I grab. If me not grab, I in problems. But I used to grab good all time. All time I used to have a good grab. If not, I just grab on and they pull me. When they pull me, I just lift up my foot off of the ground and I gone. That used to be a good move too. You just, when it come, just, and from a don't grab down there, my foot gonna come off of the ground. And I just, pop. Japan, I'm gone. Yeah, I like climbing jelly tree. I climb one today in my shoes. Yeah, me some of them just climb up like a monkey. How mean? I could climb them. Yeah, we call them jelly tree. We don't call them coconut tree. We call them jelly tree. We also call them jelly tree. We call them coconut tree, but two we go in there, go look jelly. Jelly come before coconut. Jelly come before coconut. The jelly is the younger state of a coconut. But we go up in it to get the young one. Full ones, you know, because they have to get old to be coconut. But the correct name, how they got it in the system, is coconut tree. You see it? Yeah, but we call it jelly. But coconut, same thing. It's just that, how is it that something that young will call it coconut, but the older one, they still call it coconut. So we shorten farm is jelly. And that's how me get my first bike. My father didn't want to buy me a bike. Every time he and say he and buy me a bike for my birthday for Christmas, I never get a bike from him. You had a garbage jeep come in Sandy Point. We go up there, hunt down the garbage jeep. Look, we see what good because the rich people, them garbage is the poor people them treasure. So we go and we see where we could see and sort it out. You know, so we also go up there and we find a bike there. But the bike where I find was stolen bike. Somebody steal it, take off with the takeoff and throw the frame. So the frame reach up in the garbage heap now. So me find the frame now, which in it done marked by a man. A man done mark it. So when I bring it down now, scrape it, spray it, go look jelly, buy wheel, buy this, buy that, buy the parts them to put it on. Ride in the bike now, a man stop me, I come and talk about. He come investigate the bike because the bike is the one. But he could show me a mark, he tell me the mark and he show me the mark. Which in I told him where part I find it. And he bring a little kind of problem, but he just left me with it because he understand I find it. You know? Which in I tell him, boy, the man, the bike could be your one. Hey, me steal the bike. I find the bike such a place and this is all about it. And he understand it. So he just leave me with it because he not had no time with the bike these at them times neither. You know? So I get my first bike by going a mountain, looking jelly. Every time I make a money, I buy a part. This weekend I get a go again, I buy a next part. I could have fixed bike. I still could fix bike. And me as a man, afternoon time, when school over, should we like to show yourself with the school children them passing, we just go up on my bike, and me up in the ear, wheeling, one wheel up in the ear, pedaling, coaxing. Yeah, that used to be fun. Them boy can't play with me when me jump on a pedal bike, you know. Yeah, but I just ain't got no time for that now, you know. I want to feel like, is that they like hot in my hand too? The one hand thing, because this hand I used to use. I just jump on a bike and grab in the center, I grab to the end, and just try it up. And I gone. And I hold it on the end, I use my brakes. If me hold it so now, I'm going to be using me balance. You know? That's what I do. Yeah, active youth, maybe. You know? Yeah, there you go. Active youth, man. Yeah. Engine boy, engine used to be fun. Yeah. It was dangerous, no lie. I could tell you it was a dangerous thing. I don't see a couple of fellas under the chop down. And it's lucky thing, the last post who I didn't see the last time, it was two carts to the back when he chopped to the side. Because this is the engine cart here, the railing, where the wheel on. And after here, he have a little hangover, you see? So the youth man chopped there, between here. So he no reach under there. He stay out there. Anyhow we reach under there, we'll cut him. Yeah, man. I frighten him the same time, but with that man no go back on engine, yeah. With that the young man no go back on engine. Yeah, he used to be dangerous, boy. But me, I hold engine all like now. We home. Me home in the yard doing my work. And the boys them don't say where they going, yeah. Engine don't block coming up. I used to live close to the part of terminal, be. But Kian just spoil up. So, engine must come there, Kian. So, yeah, this time, man, me in the yard and thing, which me done move a zinc, you know, galvanized, you know, because me live right by the line. I done move a galvanized right behind me kitchen. So, my mother, them, know we part where me be. So, when them don't tell me, ooh, so they also call we out, you know, let them know we going. Ooh, you know, so that the sound they also say, so, it like, when me hear, ooh, me don't know that the mission. So when we do now, we try to go on the house like go in front of the house and come back on the house, run behind the kitchen, sneak over to the zinc. God, he had tell the engine down, God left me, you know. But me have to reach on the road. But I run both from here to probably up there by Chris. From home here, you know, to about up by Chris just to get that engine, you know. Because when you reach them spot there now, it's uphill. So you going up the hill now. When he left from his spot, he going down a hill, so he going down faster. So, but when he reach a slope now, he got a long slope now to go up to that Brinston Hill, like a Clever Hill, Brinston Hill going. By when I take a catch that boy. Yes, well, all around there, me could get the engine. Me also end up get the engine because he done dash down there, but me decide me ain't gonna stop running. I hold in a pace, I run ago, and he go left me. Me hold a pace, I go. So when he reach in that little ditch there now, because he got to go down fast to go start to come up the hill. So when he going down now, when he go down, me still a run. So when I reach now, close to it now, that's like we on Clever Hill going to Brinston Hill. I got to catch it by that time because anyhow we reach Panda Flat, there, he gone again. But he also run hard, man. He also run hard, no lie. Them times used to be time, boy. Them times I come back, you know. Because they done with the sugar cane, they done with certain line. You know, so them days now come back like that, you know. Yeah, man, I had no fun days, man. Yeah, you tell me come in Angola. My boys them gang go do all kind of bad things. Me name a call. Thank God I was out here. If I didn't out here, I would have locked up too. Me one my partner died too. He come look for me there, which I didn't tell him I going come Angola. He come look for me to go new gang with him. He had a wheel. And it's like when he come call me, my mother tell him in there. So he went. He went, he want to go new gang. So when he go now, I can't lick him down. So my mother call me and tell me about it. But when the car lick him down now, I was out here. So if I wasn't out here now, I will end up with him. Who knows? He might not dead. Mm-hmm. Who knows? Me might have dead too. Yeah, so and everything happened for a reason. Many time me out here in trouble home, me name a call. My name was easy car because me one like one of the leaders in it. Mm-hmm. You know, anytime we're going to do something, you're one of the leader in it. Sometimes when you see certain badness, me just tell them, but no, we not go pan it. You know, but even though me say me not, we not go pan it, my name still a call. Yeah, they gone, you know, but my name still a call. Mm-hmm. No food cheese around the place, a man not touch it. Yeah, in them times. But we also disgusting bad man, which you know, you call it in the time now, we could call it now, thief. But them time we didn't also call it thief, you also call it take up. You know? Take up. But the understanding now, should we go and get the understanding, you're supposed to ask and it shall be given. You know? But that's part of life. So some
children
of them
have to learn these things.
Yeah, they don't know certain things, but I tell them certain things of what I got you. You know? Show them what I got you in life still. So in case of anything, they will now have a better choice. If anybody try to lead them there, they will don't know. Daddy went to this, you know, me no want to go to this, you know. You see? All them things. Yeah, daddy be it. Mm-hmm.